All right, so before we have our matzav with everyone else, it's our van, so we got to share something intimate with each other. So tonight is Rosh Chodesh Shvat, right? Which means that we're holding very close to Purim.
Two weeks till
Tu B'Shvat, yeah. Right? Which means that 6 weeks until Purim, right? Which means that less than a month until Adar. So let's speak about Shvat for a second, because sometimes we can overlook Shvat and just focus our minds on Adar. The truth is that we have to get everything we can from Chodesh Shvat to get to Adar. So you ever hear of the sefer called the Sefer Yetzirah? Yeah. So the Sefer Yetzirah. Oh, so that's what it's a nickname for it. But the Sefer Yetzirah is a sefer that was written by Avram Avinu. It's the first Kabbalistic sefer, and I've never learned it inside. I've seen it quoted from a lot of different places from the Bnei Yisachar. And so we'll just say a quick Torah from just an Indian, what he has on Chodesh Shvat. So basically we know that basically every month of the year has a letter to it, has a letter that corresponds to it. For example, Nisan is the letter Hey, others Kuf, right? It's brought down the Sefer Tira. So the letter of the month of Shvat is a Tzadik, okay? And also each month the Sefer Tira brings down, each month has a Mida to it also. So he quotes here from the Sefer Tira that the os of the month is a tzaddik, and the mida is li'ita. Yeah? You know what li'ita means? So li'ita, I ask you a question, right? When Esav says to Yaakov, give me all the food, what does he say?
Halitenina.
So li'ita is a lashon of pour it down my throat, stuff it down my throat. Right? So now, what does that mean? What type of person eats like that? That's how an animal eats. An animal eats, like you throw everything into my mouth. Right, just push it down. Open my mouth and just shove it down. Right, so it's he quotes Hashem Yishmuel is that means that the avodah of Shvat is in the enyan of leita, which means that what to fix that leita, that to be opposite, right? Because everything from Purim is what v'nahapachu. So right, the hachana for getting to v'nahapachu is you have to work on that, taking bad midos that I have and turning them into midos tovos. So means that what, that I eat as a Jew. So you might think, why are you talking about achila when I have to focus on learning and davening? If hopefully we can also focus on davening, right? Why are you talking about eating? Okay, so what was the first sin of all time?
Eating.
So that means that eating has a very big shoresh in Shemayim. It's a very big avod. It's something that we do just as you daven 3 times a day. You also eat 3 times a day. Most people eat, right? You have snacks and everything. You have meals that set up. More people have kavua meal times than they do seder times. No? Right? Everything in Yiddishkeit especially, everything we have goes with sudas. Right, Shabbos, if you're not Mekayim, 3 sudas on Shabbos, the Zohar has very strong words about that. Right? Pesach Seder. Right? The whole Indian of the Hachana for Yom Kippur is all about eating. Like Purim is a day of eating. Right? Shavuos is, we have Basar and Chalav, can you have them together? Right? So you see a big concept in Klai Yisrael. Cheesecake, right? So it goes like this. Is that we know that the whole Indian of Tu B'Shvat itself, there's a Tu B'Shvat Seder from the Arizal, brought down from the Arizal. That what? There's a whole Seder to it. You have 4 cups of wine on a Tu B'Shvat Seder. Parakshim of Bizof, I do it for the past 3 years. Givadig. You have all types of different fruit. So you see, a Vod of Shvat is already with Tu B'Shvat, it's eating. In Peret Dafgan, Eretz Yisrael, Peret Sfer Yisrael, so we see this big Indian going on. So let's speak about Purim. It goes like this. Is that my Rebbe of Matal Zilber, Shlita, says one of the big differences between a person and an animal is what? You would say. You just look at an animal and a person, what's the difference? Is that a regular animal is on 4 legs, that its face is always towards the ground, and an Adam is we can face up, face anything we want, right? Because we stand erect, we stand straight. So he says, very fascinating. He says, first of all, before we go anywhere, let's just learn a little bit of Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, yeah? It's in Siman Lamed Aleph and Halcha Aleph. Amar Rav Seinu, Ezu Parsha Ketana Shakol Gufei Torah Tulim Ba. What's a small part of the Torah that everything's tali on? Bechol Derechecha De'ehu. The pasuk that it says in Sefer Devarim. Bechol Derechecha De'ehu. That in all my ways I know him. Perush Shafilu Bidrachecha Shata Osa Letzorach Gufcha. Even the things you do for your physical needs, Da Es Hashem. Know Hashem in that place also. And do them for Hashem. Given ha'achila, shtia, halicha, yeshiva, shchiva, kima, tash, mesicha. All these physical things have Hashem in mind there. So the Gemara base, he says, like, achilu, shtia, ketzah. How are you supposed to eat and drink? It's not telling you that what, don't eat pork, don't eat meat and milk. Even things that are mutter to you. If you're thirsty and hungry, right? And you just go and you eat for your own personal hana, right? To fulfill your own taivas, that's not a good thing. Right? Meaning, what I'll peep shot, this is a halacha. Right? You should have kavanah that when you're eating, that what I'm eating in order to serve Hashem. Don't just eat everything that your body wants. Which I'll peep pneumius, remez to a malik and yishma. Not for now. Right? Like, don't be like a dog and a donkey. Eat something that's good for you. I mean, also, don't overeat. The Rav Nachman quotes, and the Rambam speaks that also, Rav Nachman quotes in the Kuvim Ramban, that all sicknesses come from just overeating. That means that your body's not going to work, because your body can't produce so well, so your body starts going crazy. When your body starts going crazy, it's not working, and then it has to slow down, and it can't process things as well, and then that's how you get colds. It comes from overeating. V'yish anshei maisa, and there are people who are hailing people, that before they eat, they say, hinni rotza lechov lishtos, that I hereby say that I want to eat and drink, kedei sheyeh bari, that I could be healthy, v'chazak, and strong, l'avodas abor yizbarach shemo, to serve Hashem. So you see that achil and shtiyah, self and avodas Hashem is a halacha, to be careful that you eat. So it goes like this, that the kohanim, the base of mikdash, they would eat kachim. Right? Where would they eat kachim, as Matal Zilber speaks about? They ate in the Azara. And the Azara is called the courtyard. Why? What's unique about the courtyard? The courtyard is open. So the reason why the Kohanim would eat in the courtyard is that what? So when they eat, they could be facing Shemayim. To what? To know that I'm eating in front of Hashem. It's a crazy thing, Chavra. When's the last time you thought about that when you're eating your thing, when your face is in the soup, right? When's the last time you thought about that? Eating lifnei Hashem. Hamish. On Shabbos, you're sitting at Hashem's soup, like Rav Shimshon Pinkas says. Right? Then what we have to realize that these inyanim in physicality also is mashpi a lot on taruchnius too. Right? So you have to realize that what the Kohanim in the Beis Hamikdash eat in Azara. Why? In order to remember that I'm eating lifnei Hashem. What to not eat like a behema. So in the Gemara it speaks about different reasons as to why Klai Yisrael is chayiv, Misa, during right, why we have to do the Gzeres of Haman during the time of Ahasuerus, right? So what's one of the answers? Says because they were nene misudaso shall also Russia. Why? Because they benefited from where? Not from the idols, not from the woman, rather from the Suda, it says, which had all those in it. But Dafka, it's the Suda of Osa Russia. Dafka had his meal, right? At the eating of it. Because we were at the Suda of Ahasuerus, that's why we're chayav Misa on Purim. That's the reason why we have a Suda on Purim, is Venahapachu, to show that just that was totally B'sheker and Gaiva and Avodah Zarah. We make it B'Kedusha, which hopefully you'll have today. Hopefully you'll have in this world today, but how many people are mamish on Purim sitting at Ahasuerus' Suda also? Something to think about. But if you see, what Matal points out also, is that one of the big differences between us and an animal is that an animal has a tail. Right? No people have tails. So where do you see a person that has a tail?
Vashti.
What's going on with that? Why? Because a concept called Mida Keneged Mida. Right? When you try to do someone else, it's going to happen to you. And we know that. Who was really the master planner of this whole thing?
Vashti.
Vashti was the one that Ahasuerus was a stable boy. The only reason he had any sheikh is because he married Vashti. Vashti was royalty. So she was the one, she was even worse than Ahasuerus. Right? She used to make the Jewish girls, not to even say it, it's not the words, it's crazy if you think about it, what she used to do to them. So why'd she grow a tail? So Ramatha wanted to say that, what? Because just as she tried to turn us into behemoths, what? To eat like them, to be like them, Mida Keneged Mida, that's what happens to her. And that's why Dafka, she gets killed. Because what? She gets to say, I can't go out like this. So it's cool, because a tail is what defines an animal. Yeah? So how do you say tail in Hebrew?
Zanav.
Zanav, very good. So if you look in Parsha Zachor, right? By Parsha, what is it? Kiseitze? Right? What does it say about Amalek? I don't know. Oh, the back. What's the pasuk? Oh! Vayizanev b'cha kol anecha shalem. What does vayizanev mean? It means like they caught, right? Or they captured, or they fought. But what does that word vayizanev sound like? As a nav, a tail. It means that what? Any person who makes himself like behema, that means a what? That has a tail, that eats like an animal, that's who a malik has a sheikhas to. That's a malik in Kiyom Gaber. When a person eats like an animal, right? That's what a Malik says. You're in my domain now. Where do we learn Torah? Where do we learn that Haman from? Gemara Chulin speaks about where to learn Esther from, Mordechai from. Where do we learn Haman from? It says, the Pasuk says in Bereishis, Hamin Ha'etz. That's a remez. Hamin is Osios Eimem Nun, Osios Haman. That Hamin Ha'etz, from the Eitz Hadas, which was the eating, that's where Haman appears. Why? Because that's where Amalek tries to get you. So what to eat like an animal. To eat like a goat. Like we think these things, what does this matter? These things are big things in Avodah Hashem. Obviously, it's not the ikker. You know, and no one's telling you that you shouldn't sit all day being like, hey, let me eat the Shem Shemayim. That's not what we're looking for. But when you do eat at your sudas, eat Bikidusha. When you eat in Shabbos, eat Bikidusha. Then the base medrash. If you want to eat something base medrash, you know, don't just like sit back and make it like a beach club. If you want to eat something, say, okay, Hashem, I'm eating this right now. Second mechazim myself. Turn in Kiddush, into Kiddusha. That's what Purim teaches. V'nahapachu. Take everything that you think has no shaykh to Kiddusha and change it into Kiddusha right now. Dafka, that's exactly what we have to do to Amalek. Because they catch people who fall into that trap. Yeah, just to finish, tell you, we're going to probably say this more often when we get closer to Purim. But if you look, the two opposites on the calendar is Yom Kippur and Purim. For example, you see it straight up, we spoke about today, right? Is that Yom Kippur, what do you do the day before Yom Kippur? You eat as much as you can. And what do you do on Yom Kippur? Fast. So if you're in Chutz Laretz or not in Yerushalayim, what do you do the day before Purim? You fast. And what do you do on Purim? You eat. Complete opposites. So the Yira Kadosh, right, says, which one's bigger? Yom Kippur or Purim? So the Zohar says, in Tikkun Zohar, he says, Yom Kippur is Yom Kippurim. It's only like Purim. It's not on the same level as Purim. Right? So he says, a mashal. Just to explain the two. So there were one time, it's brought down the Shvili Pinchas, he quotes the Yira Kadosh. Yeah? So he says, there was one time, two store owners who had stores next to each other. And they heard that someone was coming to rob their store the next night. So one of them says, okay, he's coming to rob my store. So he sees 9 o'clock, and boom, he sees the burglar come in. And he hides under his desk, and he sees the burglar come in, and boom, out of nowhere, boom, knocks him out with a bat, calls the cops, they tie him up, and they bring him to jail. Caught him. So that was guy one. He goes to jail. Yeah? Sorry. I said it wrong. Yeah, the first guy, he sees the guys coming in. Yeah? So what does he do? Right when he sees them come in, he presses the alarm, and all the alarms go off, and the burglar runs away. Yeah, and he gets away, he doesn't catch him. So what's going to happen? Okay, the burglar will wait for a couple of days, think to chill out, and what happens? He's going to come back. Yeah? Chase him away, he'll come back. So the next night, there's another guy, another store owner, hears that the burglar's coming to him. So what he does is, he sees that the burglar's coming, 9 o'clock, boom, he shows up, and he hides out under his desk, finally the burglar comes in, boom, takes a baseball bat, knocks him out. Yeah? And so what happens? Now they tied him up, they put him in prison, the rest of his life is in prison. So who did better? Guy one or guy two? No? Guy two. Why? Because he's never coming back, because he caught him. But what's more dangerous? Guy two is much more dangerous. Why? Because if you don't do it properly, if you miss that swing, that burglar's probably armed and he's going to kill you. And he'll take your whole store. Right? So he says that's the mashal of Yom Kippur and Purim. Yom Kippur, what we do on Yom Kippur is we say, Mr. Yetzirah, we're not hanging out with you today. No eating, no drinking, no tashmish, no bathing, right? No talking even, right? Only in shul all day long, only white, we're mounted like malachim. So what could happen?
Come back.
Right, he could come back, which you see in the world a lot, right? All of a sudden, Shana Aleph guy who's crying and Avinu Makenu, Chatanu, second Yom Kippur ends, like, dude, how quick are we getting to Tel Aviv? No? I was also in Shana Aleph one day, you know? So, but that happens. Why? Because the Yetzer Hara, you didn't kick him out. He's just waiting right outside for you. He says, okay, I'm just going to wait a little bit. Purim, what's the difference in Purim? The Purim, we go into the domain of the Yetzer Hara. Means that what? That on Purim, the Yetzer Hara is all over Achila, is all over Shtia, that's with wine, with getting drunk, right? If people do that on Purim, right? I don't think so. I never recall drinking on Purim, so I don't ever recall drinking on Purim, so I'm not sure. If that ever happened, I don't know what you're talking about, right? But basically, the Nakud is on Purim. It's much more dangerous. You're in the domain of the Yitzhahara. You're in the domain of the Satan. So a person is very careful. The Nakud is, but what if you do Purim appropriately? If you do it right, b'derech kedusha, b'derech what? It's mechias amalek. Not that you're drinking at Achashverosh Suda. Then what? Then you can be zocha to grab the Yitzhahara and tie him up. So chevra, we don't realize the chanos we have to do. Dafka in that area of shtia and achila, right? That's the Arizal says a kavana by the Purim Suda. He says that a person, when you eat, you have to eat and drink at the Purim Suda. He says you should drink a little bit more than you eat, But he says when you eat, you should be chavin that achila is the osios achal yudkei, right? That you should achal ka. The way you should eat godliness, you should have that the shem of Hashem in mind. And when you drink, how do you say drink in Hebrew? Shtia is shas yudkei, right? Shas ka. To have in mind that what I'm drinking be kedusha, that Hashem's at the suda with me. So the person, think about that. The hachana, right? We always say that hachana is gematria 80, is gematria yisod. So the yisod for everything we're going to do right now, the yisod for all the orders we're going to have in Purim is what? It's telling them the hachana we put in. If we're making ourselves appropriately, to get ready, to have that in mind, by yizanev b'cha, to be careful with that, to fire ourselves up, that we're going into battle with the Yitzhara, the biggest battle of all time. Then what? Then we're going to be able to do what we have to do on Purim. And we're going to be able to take over the Yitzhara, and to destroy him, like mechias and like mamish, chevra. Like we say, b'ayam mehem, b'zman hazeh. It wasn't just that it happened then and now it's a nice storybook. It's mamish. Like the Arizal says, like the Berditcher quotes it. Bayam Haim, it happened then and it's happening now. Those oros are happening now, Chavra. So we have to make ourselves daven to Hashem a lot to be zochet to oros of Purim. I know I spent a lot of time last year davening just to enter in somehow, to have one little taste of it, right? No sveikos, no psaic. You know what I mean? Inside joke, if anyone gets it, l'chaim. If not, don't worry about it. But no sveikos, chaver, no sveikos. So we should be zocha to mikabel the days of Purim, and to be shvat well, and to eat the kedusha, to daven the kedusha, and to be holy yidden.